Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. When I look back where he brought me from, I made it.
thank you. I made it over. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? We made it over, and we say good afternoon to you, our listeners. We praise God for this another day. We thank God for life, health, and strength. So many people didn't make it just over the hurdle of the time clock from 11:59 until 12:01 to a new year, but we praise God that we made it over. And certainly there is a story to tell. We have a testimony about how we made it over, but we thank God that we made it here thus far. That was Pastor Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir, and I think that's a remake of I Made It Over from the 80s with Washington Temple. But we thank God for that selection, expressing that we made it over. Well, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and certainly we are glad about it. Welcome to Global Gospel. As you know, we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but is we pray that is a blessing to you, you, and you, and we are in the midst of our year four of this assignment, and God has been good to us. We have ministered to people. We have been blessed by people, and we are grateful to God for that. We want you to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We want you to know that in addition to our Blog Talk platform, we are syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. You can reach out to us there. We would like for you to connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Tumblr page, or our Twitter page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is click on the link. We encourage you to call in and wish someone a happy new year on today, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We will be delighted to hear from you and to also make that connection in the new year. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. And we thank you again for all of our listeners. Thank you, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan, wherever you are, whoever you are, we thank God for you. Those that are listening around the globe to Global Gospel in Canada, in South America, in Mexico, Cameroon, Brazil, Spain, Germany, Poland, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Jamaica, West Indies, Kenya, South Africa, Australia. I mean, people are listening everywhere, and I want you to remember to give us a comment on our page and to shout us out as well. Myanmar, those that are in South Korea, those that are in New Zealand, those that are in Namibia, Cameroon, we thank God for all of you listening around the world. We pray that something is said to bless you on each and every episode. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, you know it, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And it is our prayer that those that are lost might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is here to touch you, to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free, and to encourage you. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to every need and every area of your life. And because Christ came, we want you to know that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Because Christ came, we have a right to the tree of life. Because Christ came, we don't have to give up. We don't have to lose hope. We don't have to commit suicide. But certainly we can live and live and live and walk into the newness of life. We can be refreshed, renewed, and revived, all because of Christ. All our debts were settled at Calvary because Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. And because Christ came and he took down that separation between man and God, and we are now able to go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. And I don't know about anybody else, but we all need mercy at some point in our life. And certainly we need to know that in this hour, in this season, that God has not forgotten about us. So we do need just to share with you on today. Well, we are going to go to another selection. Somehow, I made it. Stay tuned.
Somehow, I made it.
me through the Southern California Choir. Somehow I made it, and we have a story to tell. We do want to shout out our sponsors on today. We shout out Abyssinia on today. We shout out Melanated Beards, Ryan Wilson, and Third Lounge. We shout out MPT Enterprises. We shout out Molinas Factory. We shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. We thank God for all of you on today. We shout out the Townsend family, the Hernandez family, the Thompson family, the Stevenson family, the Norman family, the Davis family, the Brinson family, the Locke family, the Bedell family, the Allen family, the Wiggins family, the Furman family, the Odom family, the Carter family. We shout out all of our family and friends that listen to us continuously, our frequent listeners. And please leave us a comment. Let me know that you are listening on this new year. Well, if you have read the title on today, the title says Things to Remember. And there are several things that we need to remember in this new year at the change of the calendar on January 1st, 2020. And as we look forward, you know, every year we look forward to something new. We look forward to something different. We have a certain type of excitement. And it seems, and I'm sure we all had that excitement on January 1st of 2020, that we were looking for change, looking for the new. And so to speak, we bit off more than we could handle as looking forward to 2020. Everything we experienced, everything the world experienced up to 2020 was not like that on that magnitude. It was not, we were not globally impacted in such a way as we were. But here it is, 2022, and somebody is still here left to tell the story. And this is why we press towards the mark for the prize of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. We continue to move forward. We continue in a new direction, in a new way, in a new season, in a new hour. And so today we just want to hear instructions from the Word of God, nothing that we didn't hear before, nothing that we won't hear again. So after this selection, we will move forward with Things to Remember and our instruction for this new year, this new hour, and this new season. Bishop Paul Morton, Seasons Change.
In the snowy cold of winter, underneath a cloudy sky, in the middle of December, you share the thinking why. Why do the leaves fall? Why does the sky fill up with gray? Where do the birds go? Think about it. Change. It's gonna change. They always change.
Sometimes life is gray like winter. The tears
things change. God, our Father, we thank you for the opportunity for this new day, this new year, this new season, this new hour. We thank you for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. Let someone be encouraged on today, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. A particular passage of scripture, Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9, and it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper whitherso thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." This particular passage of scripture is one that if I were you and if I were listening in on today, I would keep that passage of scripture in mind with me today and always and for the rest of this year, the calendar year, this time, this season, this dispensation, however you want to divide classify this day. Because there is so much in that one particular passage of scripture as concerning our lives, as concerning us as Christians, as believers, as unbelievers, because even if as you're an unbeliever, on one account, if you read further, you will find that the Lord said to Joshua, "Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow I'm going to do a work among your people." And it just lets us know that we have to be ready for whatever God has in store for us. We have to remember that God has already planned our end when he planned our beginning, because he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the first and the last. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so he wrote the book and he spoke us into existence. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end." So whether we know the end or not, God already worked it out. But if there was one word to take from this particular passage of scripture, the Lord says, have courage and be courageous. And so many times in life, we can have so many disappointments. We can have so many faults and so many failures that we lose hope. We lose courage. We become discouraged instead of encouraged. And so what do we need to know at the beginning of this year? We need to have courage and be encouraged. And David, I believe, encourage himself in the Lord. Don't look for anybody else to pat you on the back. Don't look for anybody else to give you the go-ahead, but go in the strength of the Lord. Go because you have God's word on the inside. The word have you hidden in your heart. And certainly you cannot make it with God's word, but his words, they are spirit and they are life. His words cannot and will not fail. John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. So God is the word. Christ is the word. And certainly if you have Christ on the inside, you have the word on the inside, and there is no failure in him. And so we can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord because we have courage on the inside. We know that whatever giants we come against, whatever battles we have to fight, have courage knowing that God already worked it out. And so this is a charge to Joshua to have courage. And once your courage is built up, then you can encourage somebody else, and you can let somebody else, you know what? The Lord promised that he would prosper us. The Lord promised that we would have good success. But you have to be convinced yourself before you can convince others. And then with courage comes confidence. You know, you can lose confidence in yourself. You can lose confidence in other people. The lack of confidence is a character flaw. Sometimes we lose confidence in others because of their character flaws. But we have to remember at all times that we can't put our confidence in man, but certainly we have to put our confidence in God. We can't trust in horses and chariots. We can't trust in men and women and boys and girls because people will fail you every time. Philippians 1:6, your instructions for the year. Keep this in mind. Being confident, confidence is a good thing, of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You can't be a good Christian without confidence. You can't be a good politician without confidence. You can't be a good cook without confidence. You cannot be a good driver without confidence. You cannot be a good doctor without confidence. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe in yourself. You can't doubt yourself. You can't make others doubt you. You can't doubt your relationship with God. Can't let others make you doubt your relationship with God. But you have got to have confidence knowing that what God said, it will come to pass because his word does not fail. And then as another scripture that I would look at on this year is to remember that this is a new year. It's a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new season. It's a new time. And although it seems like the only thing that changed is the calendar or the clock, it signifies something new, and there's excitement. And sometimes people make New Year's resolutions, which they can't keep. They make New Year promises that they can't keep. They get on new diets that they can't keep. What else do people do? I'm sure you can think of many things that people do. They say is new, but they can't do it. They get new ideas, new inventions, and new strategies, new cars. But how many of you know that once a new car leaves the lot, the value depreciates? So new can be good because it's new at that time, but many things get old after that novelty has worn off. But one thing that never changes, that God's word is always new and is always fresh, and there's always a new revelation, and you can read the same thing over and hear it over and over again, And the novelty of God's word will never wear off, because God is always relevant. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. And he's omniscient. And the newness of God never wears off. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. How many of you are looking for God to make a way in the wilderness? In the midst of an uncertain time, we believe and trust that God will make a way in the wilderness. The wilderness is filled with unexpected turns and changes, and rivers in the desert. In a place that there seems like there is no relief, God will give relief. The Bible tells us about a place called Elim. It had 12 wells there for refreshing. It was an unlikely place to be refreshed. But in that desert, it wasn't a mirage, but it was a reality that God will refresh you even in a desert place. Verse 20, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Remember, you are God's chosen. You are a chosen generation. God's word has he remembered to 1,000 generations. God's word cannot fail. It did not fail the previous generations. It will not start failing on today, because we serve a God that is from everlasting to everlasting. He is an eternal God. And then what do we need to know? We do need to know that seasons do change. That we need to know that it changes naturally and it changes spiritually. And one season may have you living in one place. Another season may have you living in another place. One season may have you in one place of employment, and the next season will take you to a new employer. Seasons are just like that. They change. One season may have you with one circle or group of friends, associates, and acquaintances, and the next season may take you away from those people. And the next season may take you out of your comfort zone. The next season may take you out of a place that you're stagnant and place you in a place where that you can grow with new circles, new people, and new friends. And Daniel chapter 2, and we know the story of Daniel, the book of Daniel, and about the Hebrew boys, and about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And certainly time will not allow us to tell that story on today, but you can read it in your own time, or perhaps we will share that with you at another time. But we know that the king had a dream. And so Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth us wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within him. And then it goes on to say, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast not now made known unto us the king's matter. I believe that through prayer, through consecration, through studying and meditating on God's word, that he will let us know the king's matter. He will let us know what is the problem in our situation. He will let us know how to handle those that are surrounding us and those that are are ruling over us and those that are trying to oppress us. But it starts out saying he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and set up kings. Whoever is a problem, whoever is in politics, whoever is in position, whoever is in authority, whoever is in leadership, God can move them. He can remove them. He can set them up. He can put them down. He can put them in the back seat, the back burner, or he can put you on the front burner, or he can put you in the front of the class or the back of the class. Why? Because God is in control. And in order to understand that in a deeper way, we have to ask that God give us what? He giveth unto the wise. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, knowledge to them that know understanding. So in this day, the season, hour, ask God for wisdom. Ask him for knowledge. Ask him for understanding. Certainly you cannot make it on your own. And if you don't have all the wisdom, if you don't have all the knowledge, if you don't have all the understanding, connect yourself with people that have wisdom, that have knowledge, that have understanding. Connect yourself with people that understand business, that understand God, that understand worship, that understand praise, that understand how to walk a Christian life, that understand how to buy and to sell and how to become your own boss. Connect yourself with people in this season. It is time to make new connections, time to make new strategy, time to know the deep things of God. They that do business in deep waters, those are they that receive the blessings of the Lord and see his wonders. And so we have to take care of business naturally and spiritually. And then what do we have to remember to do? Last scripture I'm going to share, Psalms 40, verse 1 through 5. We have to remember to wait. Waiting is horrible. Ask me, I know. I don't like waiting, and most of you don't like waiting. Waiting on the bus, waiting on the train, waiting on the plane, waiting on people, or waiting online. Waiting becomes a W-A-I-T-I-N-G, becomes a W-E-I-G-H-T, wait. Sometimes waiting burdens you down. Sometimes waiting tires you out. Sometimes waiting frustrates you. Sometimes waiting helps you lose what I suggested that we had at the beginning. I suggested that we have confidence and courage. Waiting can make you lose courage. Waiting can make you lose confidence. Waiting can put you in a state of oppression and depression. But Psalm 40 and 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. God is going to establish our goings patiently for him. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Keep waiting, because not only will you see it, others will see the things that God can do, that he will do, that he has done in your life, and that he will do. And so I encourage you on today to remember those scriptures, remember those things, remember all of God's words, because God's words are there in your time of trouble, in your time of sickness, in your time of pain, in your time of sorrow. God's word will get you through if you only remember it. Remember to write the vision and make it plain for this new day, this new hour, this new season. Stay tuned.
You can count on it, and he'll do just what he said. Come on, El, just like Matt, write the vision. Make it plain.
Make it plain.
That they may
run. That they may run.
And not faint.
And not faint.
Though the vision.
Though the vision.
Is only for a while.
Is only for a while.
It shall speak.
It shall speak.
And not lie. For if the Lord
said,
you can count on
it, you can count on,
and he'll do,
he will do
just what he said. Any witnesses tonight?
Say
it again, right?
Right.
Make it plain.
That they may rise.
And hallelujah. It was only for a while.
Only for a while.
But at the end it shall
speak.
And not
lie.
Come on, choir, let them know that if the Lord
said,
you can count on it tonight.
You can count on it.
And he'll do just what it
says.
the vision tonight. Stand with the vision. The Lord has given you a vision tonight. That's for you. No matter what the devil says.
Right, the vision, Patrick Love and A.L. Genright Choir. And we are almost at the close of our hour. Number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Again, shout out to all our listeners and happy new year to all of our listeners. We pray that you have a blessed and prosperous new year. Shout out to Deaconess McCoy and all my to all those listeners on the North Shore. Thank God for you and for you and all those that are listening in from wherever you are. We pray that you had a blessed holiday season, and we pray that everyone is continuing to stay in God's word and not to lose hope, not to lose the faith, because sometimes the news is coming at us and the media is coming at us every day with something new. And it really is a distraction to take our focus off of God's word. But we have to keep it moving and move on from that place that will have us bound and oppressed by what is going on. Bishop Julius Sloan and the Alpha and Omega Family and Friends Choir, and this is one from back in the day, and I was at this recording probably like 20 years ago, but we are moving on today.
I'm moving on.
man, I'm moving on. I used to be sad, but I'm moving on. You can't block my progress. You can't hinder me. You can't stop me because I am moving on. Well, listeners, we thank God for you sharing with us this hour, and we know that an hour can go by really quickly. But we just want you to be reminded that if you perhaps missed anything that was said or something you heard today, if you missed it, all our shows are archived. And so you can go back and listen again at the conclusion of this episode. Remember our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Again, thank you for all our listeners. We pray God's blessing on your life. The scripture says that I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. And so we thank God today for the prosperous soul, because we know that if we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us. And so all we have to do is continue to put God first and keep God first in our life. And certainly we don't have to worry about anything else. Yes, human nature takes over sometimes, but our trust should be in the Lord. And so as we leave today, we conclude, I'm just going to say that I pray that God would keep us all covered with his blood, that he would continue to stay the hand of the enemy, that he would hold back sickness and death, because God has all power in his hand. He has victory over death, hell, and the grave. And so we pray that God's healing virtue continue to go out to those that are in need of healing. If your need is spiritual, we pray that God give you a spiritual healing. If you need a physical healing, we pray that God heals the physical body and that he heals the mind, and certainly that he heals our surroundings. And certainly we know that God is a healing God. He's the Lord God that healeth us. And so we thank God for all that God is and all that he continues to do in our life. And so as we conclude today, we conclude with this. It's your season. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And continue to meet us again, if the Lord says the same, every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio/global-gospel. I have been your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. It's your season. God bless you.
He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season.
Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you all a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window. Season to be healed. It's my season to be healed.